Hello and welcome to the WebCertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. Research has revealed that Facebook adverts have a higher than average engagement rate in India and Southeast Asia. Twitter has hired a managing director for China despite being blocked in the country. And Alibaba's mobile operating system Yun OS is now the third most popular in the world. Research by Nanigans has revealed that India and Southeast Asia have a higher Facebook advert engagement rate than the Asia-Pacific average. The average click-through rate for Facebook adverts is 2.1% in India and 1.5% in Southeast Asia, higher than the Asia-Pacific average of 1.3%. The amount of advertising revenue that Facebook is generating in the Asia-Pacific region is rising. In Q4 2015, the social network generated $832 million worth of advertising revenue in the region, making it the company's third most lucrative region for ad spend after North America and Europe. Twitter has hired Cathy Chen as its managing director for China. Twitter is blocked in China, but this hasn't deterred the social network. It insists that it can still make money in China by attracting Chinese celebrities and companies that want to reach an international audience. The social network has seen strong growth in China, with the number of Chinese advertisers using Twitter to target overseas markets having increased by 340% in the last year. With the recruitment of Ms. Chen, Twitter hopes that it will be able to attract even more companies that want to advertise on Twitter to reach potential customers overseas. Ms. Chen has previous experience in a similar position with Microsoft, where she was the general manager for China and helped to create strategic links between Chinese and American companies. Alibaba's mobile operating system, Yun OS, is now the third most popular mobile operating system in the world. It comes behind Android and iOS, which take first and second place respectively. Yun OS had around 40 million users at the end of last year and aims to have 100 million users by the end of this year. It hopes to become the second most popular mobile operating system in its home country of China by that time, with a target penetration rate of 20 to 25%. The current global smartphone penetration rate is 56%, according to research by Zenith Optimedia. Russia's primary search engine Yandex has released a flight search app for Windows smartphones. The app, named Yandex Flight, will make it easy for travelers on Russian or international airlines to find flights to suit their requirements. Features on this new app will include things like enabling the user to monitor any price changes on routes of interest, flight search history, and notifications of any change of status on a booked flight. Users will complete any purchase of a ticket through partner sites, but flights can be added to a list of favorites so they can be notified if any cheaper deals come along. The app will also ensure that the cost of any flight booked through a partner site will be the same as presented within the app itself. And finally, the Finnish takeaway app Wolt has attracted investment from the founder of Skype and the chairman of Nokia. Wolt has raised $14 million from this new investment push as it looks to take on international names such as Just Eat, Take Eat Easy, and Delivery Hero. The company already holds an impressive market share in Finland, where it has 100,000 registered users in a country of 5.4 million people. Wolt has said it will use the money to enter other Nordic and Baltic markets, starting with Sweden, where it intends to start with 32 restaurants in the country's capital, Stockholm. That's all from me today. Thank you for watching, and be sure to check out our Catch-Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.